This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Take Off with John Clark. And this is another special edition. Why? Because the Phillies are going back to the NLCS for a second straight year. And they say the expectations are different this year. Amazing. They just knocked off the 104-win Braves, the best team in baseball. They did it last year. And now here at Citizens Bank Park, over these last 2 years against the Atlanta Braves, they've outscored them 30-7. Think about that for a second. The best team in baseball, and the Phillies own them here at home. It's amazing how they're playing here at home. They dominated the Marlins, dominated the Braves, and now they'll be facing the Diamondbacks. So let's take you into the Phillies clubhouse. Another celebration, dancing on my own, blaring. The Phillies are going back to the NLCS.
All right, we are here with Bryce Harper. First of all, a little scare. What happened there?
Nah, you just hit my funny bone. Okay. Yeah, so I'm good. I'm a little nervous, but I'm good. Yeah.
What can you say about this team to knock off the 104-win Braves this year and also last year to go back-to-back NLCS?
I tell you what, man, that is an unbelievable team right there. That's a great lineup, good pitching staff. That's an unbelievable team. I'm so proud of everybody on this team right now that we are able to do that and get the job done tonight at home. Without this crowd, without this team, we wouldn't have done that. Like I said, that's an unbelievable team over there. And for us to do that tonight, just another stepping stone to get into the World Series and doing that job.
Spencer Strider is unbelievable in the regular season against you guys. What is it about the postseason, especially here against him?
He's still really good. You know, that's the thing. Like, anything can happen in these games. Anything can happen in postseason baseball. Everybody knows that. I mean, he's going to probably end up winning the Cy Young this year. You know what I'm saying? And he just did such a great job. And I thought we established it earlier that we're going to come at him. And Castellanos with the homer, Trey with the homer, and Cassie again. That's what Cassie does. That's why he's here. And that's why I wanted to play with him. Because I remember him doing that when we were 16, 17, 18 years old. And that's what it's all about.
Mr. Red October, right?
That's right.
All right, we are here with Matt Strom. What a moment for you tonight. How satisfying.
Yeah, I mean, this atmosphere, this crowd, they make it unbelievable. They make it a joy to come to the park every day. A lot of work left for us, but again, this is what I came here for, so looking forward to what's to come.
How impressive was the entire pitching staff, starters and bullpen in this series?
Say that again?
How impressive was the starting staff and the bullpen in this series?
Yeah, I mean, our starters did an unbelievable job. I mean, anytime you got Wheeler and Nola, I mean, two workhorses to carry you. And then I've been saying it all year. We got five closers out of that bullpen. Topper can pick a name out of that hat and run them out there.
The Braves had the most wins in baseball this year. Last year they had over 100 wins. Can you explain what happens to them when they come up here to Philly?
I mean, the fans, man. I mean, it's not an easy place to play if you're not wearing the right jersey.
How about what Nick Castellanos did the last couple nights? You as a pitcher, to be able to do that against the guys he did it against, especially Strider.
Yeah, I mean, that's a guy that you obviously see is locked in, and you might peek the dugout to see if your manager wants to walk him or not. But what Cassie's doing is unbelievable, and, you know, just hopefully we can keep doing what we're doing.
You talked about your role all year and it being whatever it was going to be. Did you ever envision it possibly being a moment like that?
I mean, you always dream of it, but when you got guys like Alvy and Craig Kimbrel in your bullpen, you don't really anticipate it happening, but you saw what happened today. We went to them early, they kind of look around, and it's like, all right, however the lineup matches up, that's how it's going to be.
Rob said this team gets punched in the mouth, and they get up. Talk about the resiliency of this club that continues to play even after coming out of Atlanta.
Yeah, I think we just know what we have in this clubhouse. I mean, no one can tell us otherwise.
Hi, we are here with Bryson Stott. When you see what Nick Castellanos did against Spencer Strider, and then last night made history, the first player ever to have multi-homers in two games. How impressive?
That's Nicky C. He lives for these moments, and been swinging the bat really good, and got some pitches that he could handle, and he didn't miss them. So.
How much studying does go on watching the tape, but also the communication during the game with all of you guys?
Yeah, I mean, nowadays with the iPads and stuff, you don't really, I feel like you don't see that many people talk to each other, but every time someone comes back in the dugout, it's what you see up there is better than what you see on the screen, so just kind of letting each other know what it's playing like that day and what's working for him and what's not working. So, yeah, it's been a lot of communication, and it's a big help.
How satisfying is it? You saw the Braves clinch the division here in your home ballpark, but now you guys clinch tonight against the Braves. They're a darn good team. How did you do that?
They're a good team. They won a lot of games, and they got some really good players. And Acuna had a hell of a year, and Olsen, and Strider, and all those guys. But anytime you get in the playoffs, anything can happen, and all we wanted to do was get in there, and didn't matter how we got in there, what seed we were in, and didn't matter. We knew we could play with anybody, and we showed it.
Final question for the people watching. Take us into the clubhouse here. Let them know what this is like to keep doing this.
No, it's really fun. I mean, Stubby, I think, is drunk already, and it's been 5 minutes, so that tells you a lot about kind of the clubhouse and the atmosphere, and this never gets old, especially with this group.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, we are here with Alec Bowman. You're getting used to this, aren't you?
Yeah, it's hush. A lot of fun.
Let everybody in Philadelphia know just how much fun you guys have together as a team.
This is what it's all about. We fight every day. Fans bring the energy, and we feed off it. Everybody in this city wants to win. And there's just a different kind of intensity, and it fuels you.
Alec, the Braves are such a great team, and this is 2 years in a row. You've taken them down here at home. What does it take to get it done? What did you do?
I mean, first, a lot of respect for those guys. Pretty historic season they had, but, you know, we just play our game, take it one pitch at a time, one game at a time, and anybody can beat anybody. It's the big leagues, and, you know, it's just one game. That's all we need to win, one game.
Oh! Right. We'll identify him in a second. How impressive is what Nick Castellanos did? First to ever do that.
He's unconscious, man. Nick's such a great example. You know, he shows up, he goes about his business, and the guy can hit.
How much do you guys lift each other up? When some of you are struggling, the others pick you up.
It could be any one of the nine guys each night. Any one of the nine guys in the lineup any night can propel us to a win. And, you know, that's what we take pride in. That's what we have faith in. And, you know, if it's a slow start, hot start, doesn't matter. You know, anybody can get us going like that.
Final question for you. How gratifying is it? A couple years into the league, you're going back-to-back NLCS.
It's special, man. It's something I try not to take for granted. And, you know, this organization spent a long time trying to get to this point. And, you know, I'm lucky enough to be a part of the success. And, you know, I'm thankful for everybody here, man. It's special.
Congrats. Thank you. All right, we are joined by Taiwan Walker, and you have the best seat in the house. Yeah. Up there on the top step of the dugout. What takes over this team when you're here at home?
First off, it's the fans. From pitch one to the last pitch, they're standing up, they're cheering, they're rowdy. And we have a team full of superstars. And superstars show up in the big moments, and that's what they did.
When you're looking at these guys when they go up to bat, do they have that look? Like when Nick is going up to bat, how locked in and focused are they?
It's 1-9. I mean, there's no easy at-bats in our lineup. And anyone can beat us. We can beat anyone at any time with our lineup. And I mean, Cassie's on another level. It's crazy. Trey today, Hart. I mean, honestly, it's just our lineup is so scary right now. I wouldn't want to face them.
So this is the first time you're doing these celebrations with this team this year.
Yeah.
What is the most impressive thing to you about these Phillies?
Well, we'll start with the important thing. We fight. We play hard. Every out, we don't give up. And we don't give away outs. We go out there and play the game the right way. And the second thing, We know how to party. We know how to party, and we have a good time doing it. We're a tight-knit group, and we love each other. We're all brothers in here, and I think that's really going to take us all the way.
Final question for you. They said this team is built for the postseason.
100%.
How impressive was the starting staff every night keeping this team in the game?
Oh, impressive. I mean, yeah. I mean, these guys were hitting it last year, and they put up the same numbers. The guys who threw our starters, they have no heartbeat. They go out there, and they do their thing, and nothing fazes them. And our bullpen is beyond nasty. I mean, we have, everyone. I mean, for you guys throwing 100, the guys throwing nasty slurs, or sliders, whatever you guys want to call them. We just got a really great team right now, all around.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
We are here with Jose Alvarado. What can you say about your bullpen through this entire series?
You know, everybody in this club, he got like a great job. I got a very good group, you know. Like I say early, you know, I'm happy to see my teammate, like everybody together, and that's the result. That's unbelievable. Like, the bullpen, everybody, you know. I know Tonso, Hughes, me, and Craig Kimball, you know, so early, you know, he got a good result, you know. Phillies win, that's the celebration right now here in the clubhouse.
How did you guys perform so well against the greatest offense ever?
I don't know. You know, I say, you know, everybody here is like together. Everybody like the same way, you know. I want to keep it all right now. That situation, the feeling I have, everybody together.
Hey,
continue to win the game, you know.
All right, we are here with Brandon Marsh, and you were one of the few guys that has had a lot of success against Spencer Strider. Tell me what went on, the conversations about how to get through against him.
Yeah, I mean, you know, with a guy with his talent, you know, just shouts out to him and their whole squad, first and foremost. That's a heck of a ball team over there, ball club over there. And Spencer, you know, he's our guy. You know, he's got plus everything, and so you know, you got to tip your cap to him when he steps on the bump every time. But he's a phenomenal talent. You got to all right. Hey man, you gotta stay stubborn in your approach. You know what you're gonna get from him. You're gonna get a hard hitter and a banger of a slider. So he works well in any lineup that he faces, and just because his stuff is so good. But you know, just staying stubborn, finding your hole, and just keyholing him as best as you can. Really just trying to stay on his hard stuff.
I guess Nick Castellanos did that.
Yeah, Nick's he's him. That man Castellanos came to the bank and showed out for us here this whole series. So we're gonna keep riding with eight.
You had an incredible experience going to the World Series last year, and you're with this same group and adding a couple pieces. What makes this group of guys together so special?
Well, we got a few. Speak of the devil, we got a few couple of dudes this offseason that are helping the team out a whole bunch. But I just think us going there last year, getting to the dance last year, and just getting that October baseball experience was it's huge for us this year. I think it takes a lot of pressure off of us, and people expect us to be here now. Last year they didn't.
Right.
Now they do. So just taking even if it's an ounce of pressure off your shoulders, that's all you need. So just us making that run last year set us up really well for this one. So we just got to stay humble and keep going.
Unfinished business, huh?
Unfinished business. You said it. Yeah.
How special is this with all the families out here together?
This is what it's all about, you know, just the relationships you make. It's essentially it's bigger than ball, you know. So the relationships you make and the relationships you keep, that's what's going to last a lifetime. Championships do too, so we got to get there.
Is there anything like playing in this ballpark?
Playing baseball in CBP is something I've never experienced before in my life. And I'd like to say I've been in a lot of cool situations, a lot of cool occasions. Nothing compares to this, so I'm super thankful and I'm blessed to be here.
Hopefully it ends here.
Oh, yeah. You said it. Let's go, babe.
Thanks for your time. Yeah. All right. We are here with JT Realmuto, and you just took down one of the best offenses ever. What was the game plan? Because you study so much, calling the game with your pitchers.
Trust our stuff. I mean, that was really it. Up and down, you know, our entire starting rotation, our bullpen from top to bottom, we've got a lot of dudes with a lot of good stuff that they're able to mix locations, mix speeds. I mean, just really keep hitters off balance. And with a lineup that, you know, facing the lineup that good over there, you have to be able to mix speeds and keep them guessing. And we were able to do that most of the series.
After going through what you guys went through as a team last year, going all the way to the World Series, you add a couple pieces. Do you feel like you're taking that experience from last year and maybe taking it to another level this year in these big moments?
I think so. I mean, we haven't quite got to the next level yet because our next level is winning the World Series. And that our ultimate goal all season long is to win a World Series. It wasn't to make the postseason or beat the Braves. You know, that stuff's, it's fun and we're going to celebrate it. But at the end of the day, this team's built to win a World Series. And so we still got more work to do, but we're going to enjoy this one.
Nick Castellanos.
Wow, what a stud. I mean, he's an absolute dude. Nobody in the dugout was surprised at the game he had today. He's been looking so good at the plate. He's got that killer mentality in him. It was fun to watch.
I guess Liam's along for the playoffs now.
Liam,
huh?
Better stay around for every game the rest of the playoffs, that's for sure.
It'd be a heck of a book report or, you know, a field trip that you could write about.
Exactly. I think his teachers will understand.
All right, we are here with Aaron Nola, and this is not getting old, is it?
No, it just gets better. Each round we go, it gets better and better.
Aaron, you were here through some tough times trying to build this thing up. How satisfying are these moments now where you kind of have the expectations to get to this point?
Yeah, definitely appreciate it so much. Coming up when I came up and a rebuilding team for those years and getting to where we got last year. And right now, it's been really cool to be a part of and to see the progress that we've made. And just blessed to be a part of this team and such a good organization. And you know, let's keep making little steps.
And this is two straight years you've knocked off the Braves, 100-plus wins each year. Good pitching? Does it beat good hitting?
I mean, I think just good baseball all around. They're a tough team, right? I mean, everybody knows that. Their lineup's really deep. Their pitching's really good. I know they had a couple guys banged up on their starting staff this series. But we played them good, and I feel like we always play them pretty well throughout the year. But it was nice to get it here at home and some home field advantage and some hard-fought games right there.
So you're 4-0 again at home here in these playoffs. What takes over when you're performing here in front of your fans here in Philadelphia?
Thanks, man. Thank
you. See you soon.
Thanks. I don't know. I just try to – obviously it's great, right? Great to have the fans supporting us and how loud it gets over here, and to me is best home field advantage in the major leagues. So JT, I mean, always calls a great game, right? We're always on the same page, and it's really all about executing, just trying to take it really one pitch at a time, like no matter what the situation is, and really focus on that pitch at the time, because every single one matters so much. Every run matters, every win matters. So that's kind of how I approach it. That's how all of us approach it. Hitter side too, same thing. So I think when we do that, we focus on each thing, each little thing, try to do those right. They usually work out in our favor.
Final question for you. When you guys made it to the World Series last year and got all of that experience, do you feel it's paying off kind of on these steps here? Do you feel it paying off in these big moments?
Experience definitely helps. And obviously the additions to our team that we made this offseason help a lot too. But I mean, the road to it's hard, and we have to take it step by step, and now we're going to enjoy this one tonight and move on to the NLCS and, you know, take that one game and try to get that first win.
Congrats to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, best wishes.
Thank you.
All right, we are here with John Middleton, and when you see your players and your organization go into that clubhouse and party like they do, I mean, it's multiple times now.
Yeah.
What kind of feeling do you have when you see that?
Well, I love the camaraderie that it shows. I mean, it's part of why they play as well as they do. I think the best teams have that kind of shared camaraderie. And I remember Shane Victorino saying to me at one point, I think it was about 2010, he said, you know, John, he said, if somebody can't come through, he said, our attitude is, okay, I got to pick my teammate up. He couldn't do it. I got to do it for him. And I think that's what you see here. I think these guys really care about each other. They care about winning. but they really care about each other, and that makes them collectively a better team than they are as some of just the individual parts.
And you've seen sometimes where organizations, they go out and just try to buy a team. We've seen it this year.
Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily work.
You can't work that way. It's about character.
And you look for specific guys to bring in here?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you can, with all the statistics you have, doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out who has the talent to perform. It's really about the character of the person. Are they going to be willing to have, somebody at $100 million or $300 million, you got to know that the person's going to be hungry. And they're going to be hungry every single day. They're going to be motivated to win. They're going to be motivated, as Bryce has been, to come back, work hard, to come back as fast from an injury as they can possibly do it. And they're going to be as hungry 10 years from now as they are the first day. And that's all about character. And I think that's why. I think Dave has done a really good job. And frankly, Matt did before him, because, Matt was around when we signed Bryce, and then we signed Wheeler, obviously, traded for Real Muto. So, it's always been special. And that's how you kind of get a really good team.
And when you signed Bryce Harper to that gigantic contract, you knew once you got him, maybe he attracts other guys. But did you know that he would fall in love with this city as much as he had?
How could you know that? I mean, you hope. You see indications that his personality is a fit. And we talked about that. And I remember talking with Kevin Long about his personality. And Kevin said, he'll be perfect, John. Well, it's one thing for me to hear that from Kevin. It's another thing for me to see it over the years with Bryce, that how he behaves, how he talks, and how he endears himself to the fan base. And how, frankly, how the fan base endears itself to him. I mean, it's a two-way street.
Yeah. But he's been everything and more.
He's been more. He's been a lot more. I mean, if you asked me what's kind of like my optimal view that I could possibly imagine him, he's exceeded that. He's been spectacular.
And these guys, they were just talking about the expectation raised from last year, unfinished business, to bring that trophy back here.
Yeah, but let's be clear, it's not just one year. We really want to do something special here. And to be special, you got to do it more than once. You really do. We still got a ways to go this year, but we have a much longer road to walk, beyond this year.
Philly is loving it.
Well, we're loving it too. We had a date with a really good team that's playing exceptionally well. Remind me a lot of us last year.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But now you have home field, right?
Now we have home field. We got the best fan base in the world. And they are, as Lorenzen said, they're part of this team. Oh, I'm so flagrant.